just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were...
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the fate of the soft infrastructure bill hangs in the balance. The hard infrastructure, bridges, water systems, roads, that kind of thing, broadband, that's all in the bank in the Senate. 19 votes from the Republicans, 50 from the Democrats, 69 votes being held up in the House by the Progressive Caucus, who say they want the soft infrastructure bill voted on at the same time. They initially wanted it voted on first in the Senate. You know, it passes the House easily. But now they'll say they'll do it at the same time. Now they'll say they'll permit it two hours later than the hard infrastructure if they have ironclad commitments. Let me be real. The one thing about Matt Flynn Direct, the show, is that we cut through the baloney. We talk about history. We talk about the hard facts. We don't just soothe people's feelings with a lot of baloney. Let me tell you the blunt truth. The blunt truth is that Manchin and Sinema keep whittling this thing down and obstructing it. I do not believe that Manchin would like to see anything go through on soft infrastructure. Soft infrastructure, of course, is Medicaid enhancement, addressing climate change, elder care, child care, the child tax credits, the so-called billionaire tax, which what it does is, if you buy stocks, you and I, they appreciate in value, we'll pay income tax on any distributions based on that stock, but not on the increased value of it. So if you bought Google, or say you bought Amazon, believe it or not, in September of 2002 for $5 a share, believe it or not. If you'd held it, it's now over $2,000 a share at some point. So it goes down to $1,500 a share, that kind of thing. You'll pay income tax on distributions. You're not going to pay it on that increased value till you die. And then when you die under the state laws, you can pass it on, and the basis is stepped up. Well, the idea is that there are people that are doing this with hundreds of billions of dollars worth of stock. So the thought is that for anybody with a net worth of over $1 billion, and this should be a fairly high bar, anybody who made $100 million a year for 3 years in a row, hey, Luke, do you know anybody who makes $100 million a year for 3 years in a row? They're not living on Mifflin Street, and I'll tell you what, they're not living on Brady Street in Milwaukee, the Lower East Side of Milwaukee, I'll tell you that. They're not living in a lot of places, but in any event, those people will have to pay tax each year on the appreciation of their stock. And then the stock goes down, then they can take an offset, a loss. They have accountants. You think Bill Gates does his own taxes? Are you kidding me? You think Bezos does his own taxes? Elon Musk? You know who did, who basically not only did his own taxes? You're not going to believe this. But there, and you, well, I'll tell you right now. You don't want to do your own taxes? You don't want to hire an accountant? Send them into the IRS and say, you figure out my taxes. You can do that. If you do that, they, believe me, will do a very good job. You may not get all the deductions you would have normally taken, blah, blah, blah. Very wealthy people don't do that except for one person that I know of. One person. Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley, obviously a genius, one of my favorite singers. Elvis, the Beatles, Johnny Cash, Supremes. You know, the 50s and 60s, that's where it's at. I mean, that's really where the music's at. And Elvis just sent his document and said, you figure it out. They figured out all right. He paid a very healthy tax. He was an honest man, very honest man. Anyway. So that looks like it's out. Manchin and Sinema privately don't want that. You know what is also out? Paid parental leave. Paid parental leave looks like it's not going to go. It's not going to go. A lot of other stuff isn't going to go. Manchin wants things like means testing and work requirements for the child tax credit? I mean, you know, the problem with a work requirement, if you're a single mother with three kids, and one is 1 year old, and one is 3 years old, and one is 5 years old, and in the pandemic, you had to do what? Sit at home with the five-year-old in kindergarten and try to do Zoom kindergarten for him? And you had a job as a waitress somewhere, and they had to go all takeout, so you lost that. What do you mean a work requirement? Really, what do you mean a work requirement? Was she going to leave a one-year-old and a three-year-old and a five-year-old at home alone? It's a very cruel, stupid thing. This is it's a credit. There are all kinds of credits and deductions in the tax law. There are no work requirements for people who get a lot of these credits and deductions. And singling this out, it's like singling out enforcement for low-level welfare fraud and low-level drug mules, you know, people who just deliver it, and leaving the cartels alone and leaving the insider traders on Wall Street alone. Did you know that in the meltdown with all the securities fraud that happened in 2008, not a single person was prosecuted or sent to jail? Not a single one. Not a single one. There was so much fraud. I'm telling you, people would lie and misstate in prospectuses. The contracts are going to be getting in, revenues, and a lot of other things. They've starved the SEC and the IRS with the money to hire forensic accountants and skilled lawyers who know what to do. If you were handed the books of one of these companies, you wouldn't have the slightest idea. Now, maybe there's somebody out there who does. I don't want to demean everybody, but I frankly wouldn't want to be the one to make that decision. You've got to hire IRS agents, and you've got to hire SEC enforcement agents. The Republicans won't do it. It's a very simple way to achieve tax fraud and securities fraud. So what else is not going to be in there? As it gets whittled down, according to Manchin, there'll be no climate change fighting in there, right? Power grids going clean, there won't be that. How about methane gas being expelled from oil and gas wells? $700 million fine, yes. But Manchin wants it paid by the government. Paid by the government. In other words, they pay it and it's reimbursed. And he says, well, they'll get the message. Come on. Come on. You think guys are making money going to get the message? Manchin has a very multi tens of millions ownership in a coal company. Anyway, Pramila Jayapal gave an interview yesterday, Rachel Maddow show, and said, well, we're close to it, but they won't vote on the hard infrastructure. And what's going to happen is Biden's going to go off to the group of 20 countries meeting in Rome without any kind of climate change relief that he can even promise. And we have two gubernatorial elections coming up in New Jersey and Virginia next week. And people are saying around the country, the Democrats can't govern. That's because we're two parties. We're the Working Families Party and the Democratic Party. The progressives are the Working Families Party. And it's like a European multi-party system where you can't get the two to agree. My strong feeling is we should go ahead and pass hard infrastructure immediately this weekend. Because I got news for you. Manchin and Sinema aren't going to do anything on the other one. And if you think they are, believe me, I think you are mistaken. I think you are mistaken. They are trolling Pelosi and Schumer and Biden. They're trolling them. And we're not going to stand by and see nothing get done. But that is where we're headed. Going to the break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.